Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to your Partner in Success Radio, hosted by serial entrepreneur Denise Griffiths. Denise offers a full menu of on-the-web services for all your online needs. Denise and her team of virtual assistants can help manage your online business, including social media channels, blogs, web portals, and more. YourOfficeOnTheWeb.com is a comprehensive resource to help you combine the power of your brand, your connections, and innovative ideas to develop a full online strategy that can guarantee a strong profitable impact on your business.
Welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. I'm your host, Denise Griffiths, and today I'm really happy to welcome back to the show my friend and colleague, Adam Homey. He has been on the show multiple times over the years, and he always has terrific information to share. So today, he joins me to talk about the importance of understanding and implementing new social media, podcasts, live streams, webinars, a way to get your voice out there. And embracing new social media will help you grow your influencer status and build your business at the same time. So he just got on the show here, so I'm just kind of logging in. So he will share the four key elements that persuade show hosts like me and authority figures in your niche to share you with their tribe. They don't always. How to avoid self-sabotage that will cause hosts to refuse to interview you. We've both got some great stories about that. How to integrate sell without selling tactics and book high-ticket clients after your show or your podcast. How to integrate being a memorable guest with your search engine strategy and get more visits to your web pages. So basically what you want to do is listen, take notes, come back and listen again, because this is a very important topic, and I'm so delighted that Adam is here. So Adam, can you hear me?
I can hear you like you're sitting right next to me, Denise. It's a pleasant day here in Las Vegas. How are things down here in Louisiana?
You know, the usual. Gray, blustery, windy. I love it. I layer dress in the house because I can go from room to room and not know what the temperature's going to be. It's the usual. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, we have got a ton of stuff to talk about. This is a very important topic for both of us. We're both podcast hosts. We're both out there getting our voices heard in a big, big way. And I'm so glad that you're here to share how to do this, you know, how to be really specific about how to do this, not just get out there and scattershot it and go, well, that didn't work. So I am going to let you take over the mic, if you don't mind, because it's going to be, I was looking at my show notes and thinking, I don't know if we're going to make it all the way through this. So be prepared at the end of when we hit the 50-minute mark for me to go, you know what, you're going to have to come back.
All right. Oh, so you want me to just go ahead and share all this stuff?
I want you to go ahead and start. I don't want to get in your way because there's just so much information to share.
Oh, sure. Did you want to ask the questions of me or, you know, guide me along that way
and create
a framework for the listeners? Yeah, let's just do it.
Let's do it that way because
like somebody who's prepared for the new media, like me, I have the structure that goes around that. I've been on your Partner in Success Radio a number of times. I know some of our interviews have been kind of freewheeling, conversational back and forth. And sometimes we've gone by more of a specific structure. In this particular case, the topic that I have today is somewhat more structured. So I'm prepared to do those questions in order within the time frame that you're asking
Let's
do it.
Perfect. Yeah. This is a strategy. New media, excuse me, new media is definitely a strategy. Like I mentioned a minute ago, you can't just kind of go, oh, I'm going to go be on a podcast and, oh, I didn't get any business out of that. I'm not doing that again. There's very definitely a strategy. So my question to you is, why is adding this the social media strategy on top of everything else? Why is the strategy so important to your marketing and customer acquisition mix? I mean, I know we do social media. Some of us may do webinars. We've got this whole bag of things that we do. So why is new media, what we're calling new media, so critical to add to your mix of offerings, if you will?
Well, I've actually identified 18 reasons why becoming a memorable in-demand expert on new media, such as podcasts, and I also include Facebook Lives and YouTube live streams and other types of live online social events. I include those in this category. Being a memorable in-demand expert on those types of shows is the fastest path, in my opinion, to establishing your niche celebrity and market dominance. I've identified 18 different ways, as I just said, and let me just tell you about a few of them, one of which is it helps you gain media celebrity. I'm sure you've seen websites out there where at the very top of the front page it says, as seen in, and then you have all the logos lined up, BBC, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, The Guardian, Daily Mail, the Singapore Times, the Sacramento Bee, and a partridge in a pear tree. Now, sometimes they actually were featured, quoted, or interviewed in those outlets. Sometimes they issued a press release. Sometimes they paid one of those services that got them on the air for 20 seconds at 3 a.m. Saturday morning. I mean, it just all depends on how they did it. So while that tactic is, in my opinion, perfectly fine, as long as you're doing it within honesty and integrity, what's beautiful about podcasts and live streams, especially branded podcasts and live streams, is they've become the new as seen in. So when you are featured on a podcast or a live stream that is well known to your target market and target niche, one that is considered to be exclusive, one that's considered to be elite, for lack of a better phrase, and you put the logo that says as seen on that podcast, like as seen on your Partner in Success radio show podcast, carries the same weight as seen on any of your news networks. That's one of them. Another one is it addresses three different areas of the client life cycle, one of which is you can use the strategy to get new clients. So you pitch products by showing them your best stuff in real time. You do an interview with them. You show them the intersections of your brilliance and your passion. You nurture your clients. So when they're working with you, they're seeing you interviewed all the time, and it reminds them why they are working with the number one leader in their niche. And you can use it to win back previous clients. In the old days, one of the strategies for getting clients back, and I know some people that still do this successfully, is if you're in the newspaper, you send a photocopy of a clipping of you being featured, interviewed, or quoted in the newspaper to your previous clients to remind them you're still there, you're still relevant, maybe you're doing some new things, and say, hey, why don't we have a chat and just sort of catch up? So the idea is to show them the grass is greener on your side of the fence. Now, for the sake of time, I can't go through all 18, but I'm going to give you just two more. And these are two that people frequently don't even think much about. One of which is it protects your precious time. And we're going to cover some of the specific strategies of getting interviewed and featured in new media. So I'm going to go a little bit peripheral here. One of which is protects your precious time. Now, Denise, you know my thoughts. If somebody says, hey, any chance I can buy you a cup of coffee so I can pick your brain? You know what my reaction is going to be.
Mine's the same. No, you cannot.
Well, actually, my reaction is not going to – I'm not going to have a reaction, so that pretty much speaks for itself. So when somebody comes to me and say, hey, I want to pick your brain. Hey, you got 10 minutes. Hey, you want to meet for coffee? I say, I don't drink for coffee, and you ain't sticking nothing in my brain. However, do you have a podcast? And they say, yeah. They will put me on your podcast in exchange for the opportunity to have a sit down with your tribe to break the ice and get a conversation going. I'll give you my best stuff. Exchange brilliance for exposure. And then finally, and we may touch on this later, depending on what we can get done by 50 minutes after the hour, is this is a search engine optimization and search engine marketing strategy. This is not something that is often spoken of, but it's very true. You can create pages of search results on your keywords and phrases. I'll give you the simple outline, which is you put together your package to be pitched to media show hosts, podcast hosts, live stream hosts. You optimize the title. You optimize the description around the key phrases you need to be found for. As these things go live, most podcasts have their own website where each episode is shared as a blog post. So that will tend to remain online basically forever. For instance, the Business Creators Radio Show has been on the air for 5.5 years, and we have nearly 300 episodes. They're all on the air. So that's a search result for every single one of our guests, and every single one of them has a backlink to that guest's website. We all know that no matter what animals Google releases, when the dust settles, backlinks are always key. You will get so many backlinks by being persistently consistent with becoming a new media in demand expert, a memorable new media in demand expert, that it'll, after some time, sometimes it may take a few months, just depending on the volume and how fast you move and where you get placed, you can generate pages of search results. They may not be on your website, but they'll all be about you, and they'll all link back to you.
And see, that makes perfect sense. And one thing that we may be able to fit in, too, is that you don't necessarily have to do all of that work yourself. If your guests have really enjoyed being on your show, and they are, I mean, I had a guest, Lynn Kitchen, who honestly just wrote the book on how to share information. She was phenomenal. I interviewed her, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. She went above and beyond sharing that information. She put it everywhere she could put it, and she's continuing to do so. She was so delighted with her interview, and I was too. She was a phenomenal guest, that she is basically doing my work for me. So a good guest, and you'll need to nudge them. You'll need to kind of ask them to do it and even prepare some materials for them. But a really great guest is going to get out there and share this information with their audience. So, and I think you meant to talk about that a bit as well.
Yeah, just one quick example of how easily and efficiently you can do this. If you can create a really nice PowerPoint slide that has all of your branding elements in it and set it up with a template, so basically all you have to do is replace the title of the episode, the name of the guest, and their picture, and then you save that PowerPoint slide as a PNG file, you can instantly generate a shareable graphic for your guest. For instance, we have a gentleman who's going to be on the Business Creators Radio Show very shortly, a friend of mine named Christoph Wyman. We booked him very recently. We're going to – I think his episode runs either next week or the week after. I know it's coming right up. And we gave him a graphic, and he has been sharing it like crazy all over social media because he's so excited to be on the Business Creators Radio Show. And he's a friend of mine, and I kind of know what he does with business, and I'm so excited to share his content as well. I have a feeling he is going to be one of our more memorable guests. I've also seen him speak on stage, so I have a sense of his presence and his style. So what I'm doing there is I'm also planting a couple seeds for what makes you a memorable guest, which we'll touch on more as we go along. But to your point, using very simple technologies that just about everybody has, without necessarily having to rely on a graphic designer for every single little thing, you can easily generate those materials that'll make it easy, exciting, and fun for your guests to, in essence, become sort of like your unpaid social media team, if you really want to put it that way, where they're actually going to be sharing your podcast, your website, and your information for you because you have set up something that puts something in it for them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you can go to Canva. Canva is free. You make those graphics over there. You can write a little, if you feel like you need to, you can prepare a couple of little suggested tweets for them. You can, you know, maybe write up a little summary that they can share on their blog. You can make it easy for your guests, but your guests, and if you do that, I have found, if you make it a little bit easier for them to go, look, I'm really busy, but she's already given me the materials. I'm going to get it out there. I'm handing it to my VA. Tweet it. Thank you, Denise. Thank you for the graphic, for the tweets, for the summaries. Really appreciate it. Your audience is going to grow exponentially. There's no question about it. I've seen it in my own business.
True. Great. So that's exciting.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So keep going. Where did I interrupt you?
I cannot remember where you interrupted me. We're just having so much fun. I shared a little bit about how being a memorable new media guest and in-demand expert is a search engine marketing strategy. We spoke a little bit about how to persuade your guests to actually do some of the marketing for you, which as a guest, if you want to look at it from the perspective of the in-demand expert, that when you are featured on shows that are well-known in your industry and niche, it gives you a foundation to essentially toot your own horn because you can say, hey, I'm going to be on your Partner in Success radio show on Friday. Tune in, just like you saw me doing. I know we booked this just the other day, but I believe I posted about this show, what, 3 or 4 times leading up to it? And we probably have a few listeners on just as a result of me doing that. Sure. Mm-hmm. And I'll be candid. I'll be candid, Denise. I did that as much for me as for you. And I think you can understand the reasons why.
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, we're friends, colleagues. We know each other well.
Right.
I know exactly what you're doing, and I have no objection to it at all. The more you share, the happier I am for whatever your reasons are. Okay, so
exactly.
Our next step is, yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to just get it out there. So,
yeah.
Adam, this is a big thing for people. They'll say, well, how do I decide what shows and outlets are the best use of my time and my bandwidth to grow my business? And this is a biggie, and I have heard this over the years. It doesn't seem to be as bad now because I've been doing my show for about 10 years, so I've heard every argument or avoidance technique that you can imagine. But it used
right.
to be that I would hear, well, you know, I did a few podcasts, and I think I referenced this earlier, and I didn't get any business out of it. I'm not gonna waste my time before doing that. I'm going to let you kind of run with this. But the thing is,
right.
when I started out, yeah, you couldn't really, you know, kind of follow the metrics, and you couldn't really tell if you were getting any business. But it was a good way to get, I always say, get your voice heard. So now you can kind of look at the metrics. You can share. Your audience can share. And my audience does. My audience will say, man, I,
yeah.
you know, I heard this interview with Denise and Lynn Kitchen or Adam Homey or Larry Winget or, you know, whoever, because I have these fantastic guests. And they'll share it. So it's not just me and my guest. But my point, and I meandered a bit off the trail, sorry about that. My point is that these days there are so many ways that you can get your voice heard, and while you may not find immediate satisfaction in terms of I picked up a client or I picked up, you know,
right.
a new web development project or whatever, you're going to find that over time people are finding you that you have no idea how they found you. And you'll say, listen, you know, how did you find me? Oh, I heard your podcast. I just love you. Really?
Yeah.
Get out there and get on these things. You're not going to get an immediate return in the form of a retainer. It's just not going to happen, or it may, but it's unlikely.
Oh, it can.
So run.
It can.
Run,
I
yeah,
got,
I've had it happen, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But most people won't, especially if you're new to it. So how do you decide what shows and outlets are the best? I mean, we're all busy. So how do we kind of maximize our time and find out where we should really be focusing on getting our voice heard?
Okay. First of all, I find it interesting you mentioned our mutual friend Larry Winget, who has been on your show many times, and he's also been on my
yeah.
Business Creators Radio show. And I'm going to share a little bit more about Larry probably once or twice as we go through this, because he is an example not only of how to be a memorable in-demand expert, but how to be one of those ones you just love talking about, love sharing, and love interviewing. So I'm probably going to mention his name a few more times throughout this, because when I look at the avatar of who is the perfect guest on a podcast or a live stream, Larry is the name, is the face that comes to mind. He is just brilliant at this. But
yeah.
let's first of all start with
what you shouldn't do. Can I interrupt
just
a bit?
Yeah.
I am, as you know, I'm writing my book, Launch Your Podcast Now, and I'm just about done
yeah.
with it. And my second chapter is about Larry Winget, and right now it's roughly
yeah.
titled How Larry Winget Saved My Podcast. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating
uh-huh.
story, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
Right. Absolutely. So first of all, let me answer your question here. Like, how do you determine what shows to be on? First, I'm going to tell you a mistake not to make. And Denise, I bet you've probably seen this before from people who wanted to be guests on your Partner in Success radio show. Maybe it's somebody you invited. Maybe it's somebody who invited themselves. You said yes to them. And then they turned around and asked this question. They said, please show me your download and listener stats. My time is limited and I need to get the most out of my effort. Well, first of all, that is not the approach to take with new media. First of all, because you get a reputation for being high maintenance. And second, because that's basically putting you in the wrong tunnel. If you've ever seen the analogy, 3 feet from gold, you have two people digging underground. One of them gives up just when they're right on the other side of the gold, and the other one is still chipping away. They're going to get to that gold. Be the one who's chipping away, not the one who walks away when you're 3 feet away from it. Interestingly, I found that the bigger names who have been on the Business Creators Radio show, Larry Winget's an example. We've had Tony Rubleski of Mind Capture. We've had other folks of that level and caliber, some of the bigger names. They're actually less likely to ask about download and listener stats because they understand what I'm about to share, which is, first of all, to be better than good. And then you want to think about what I call the F2, P2, C2 formula. F2, P2, C2, which means it's not just the people who are going to watch, listen to, and download the show you're appearing on. You need to be aware of it being your own fans, followers, prospects, purchasers, clients, and customers. And it's also the entire internet with its search engines and social networks. Plus, the host of the show you're on is part of your audience, plus other shows and their hosts. Because if you get a reputation for being a memorable, fun guest, hosts are going to recommend you to other hosts. In addition, they will recommend you to meeting planners and conference hosts if you want to get booked on stages. So that's F2, P2, C2, fans, followers, prospects, purchasers, clients, and customers. Also, you need to play the long game, and I call that the S3 formula. Stable, sustainable, and soaring. Stable, sustainable, and soaring. It's habitual. The results tend to be around for a long time. Your legacy of interviews becomes an unpaid salesperson working for you 24/7, 365. You never know when somebody's going to listen to some episode. I have made almost $100,000 in the consulting area of my business just from folks who said, "Hey, Adam, I heard you on a podcast." They don't remember if it was my podcast. They don't remember if it was me on somebody else's podcast. They just remember hearing my voice somewhere, remembering my name, liking what I had to say, and making their decision to reach out to find out what synergies were there. Also, it's viral, it's cross-platform, and it's fun and easy to do. So, which shows to be on? The short answer is most of them. But let's add some focus to this. First of all, focus on your core niche. What are the leading shows in your niche? Then also think of other niches that need to hear from you about your own niche. Let me give you an example of that. One of the fastest growing areas of consulting is in change management. We all know that the only constant in business is change. And change management is a separate discipline, has grown by leaps and bounds. It's becoming a very major trending thing. Now, change management is fairly closely linked to project management because a lot of change is delivered through projects. Additionally, change initiatives within organizations are often spearheaded or coordinated by human resources. So if I were in the change management industry, not only would I want to be on change management podcasts, I would also want to be on project management podcasts. I want to be on HR-related podcasts. I want to be on OD-related podcasts. I would be looking for shows that are heavily promoted by the host. So your Partner in Success Radio has its own website. It has its own social media presence. So I know that when I'm on this show, you're going to promote me. Additionally, you want to make the rounds of the big shows that interview just about anybody. And the reason you want to get on some of those, even though they're not niche specific necessarily, is because they tend to be high traffic and get a lot of high backlink and search engine value. And definitely, go for those small shows and the new shows. So forget about how many downloads and listeners. Pick some of those small shows and some of those new shows because you're going to find it's easier to get on them, so it increases your volume. It's easy to do because you'll be treated like a knight in shining armor, basically. And it's very easy to roll those podcasts because you'll be the proverbial big fish in a small pond. So finally, let's look at whose show you want to be on. So you look at the host. Whose brain do you want to pick? So if you want to pick somebody's brain, get them on your show. Give them some love. And it works the other way, as I said earlier. Who wants to pick your brain? Somebody wants to pick my brain. I say, cool, got a podcast? Next question. What brilliance
I never
do you
thought
need
of that.
To show?
That's, I wrote yeah. that down. I never thought of that. Thanks.
Exactly. So here's another thing. What brilliance do you need to show your audience that you don't currently have? Like, let's say, for instance, you don't really know much about cryptocurrency, but you have a lot of folks in your audience who are curious about cryptocurrency. Find a great guest who can give an overview of cryptocurrency, and you are now perceived as the person who delivered cryptocurrency information to your audience, even though somebody else presented it. Also, think about this. Who do you want to network with? Who do you want to make friends with? Who does that host know that you want to network or make friends with? Who do you want to hire as a client? Show the love. Who do you want to be hired by? Show the love. So think not only of the size of the audience and the content of the audience, but also who's hosting it, because that host can be one of your key resources and could be a great new friend for you in business. I know that's a lot of stuff to think about when deciding what shows to be on, but hopefully I've given you at least some sort of framework. And for everybody listening, make sure to go back to the Your Partner in Success Blog Talk Radio channel. Make sure to check it out on iTunes and any other networks where it's syndicated, and download this episode and listen to it again just for that.
Exactly. And I just have to tell you, that's my favorite part of the, you know, the interview so far, because you hit so many things. One of the things that I do, and I'm not sure that many hosts do this, and if you're not doing it, do it. As soon as we're done, and we're an hour show, which is, I have to tell you, it's a quick 60 minutes on the internet.
Yes, it is.
Because it is a conversation. It does go very quickly. But I always, 100% of the time, unless I know that my guest has another commitment, you know, they'll mention to me in the green room before we go on, yeah, I've got another interview right after this, so I'll shoot them a quick note. But most of the time, I will pick up the phone and call. I've done this with you, Adam. Say, oh, my gosh, that was so great. Thank you. And I've got questions because there were things that you brought up. I'm like, oh, let's talk about this. For me,
yeah,
the magic has always happened between me and my guests after the show. That's when connections are made. That's when, you know, I'll say, well, listen, who can I introduce you to in my field? You know, I would like to introduce you to Adam Homey. I do this all the time. Say, Adam, I've got this great guest suggestion, and I should make an introduction. Well, I don't make the introduction until I have your permission. But, I mean, I have made so many strong, strong connections and created business partnerships, and just, you know, I send Christmas cards to a lot of my guests because we've become quite friendly as a result of a single or sometimes multiple interview. It's an amazing, amazing – look, I live 15 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. I'm an introvert. I don't leave home until I am forced to. But because of my podcast and because of the far-reaching exposure of this podcast, I get to meet people from all over the world, and it's an amazing – Friday is my favorite day, bar none, because I get to do this. So, yeah, I mean, that's – so far, that's my favorite part of the interview, so let's ramp it up a bit. That's great, great information. So one of the things,
right,
and you talk
going.
A lot about the key elements of persuade show hosts, and I'm pretty fussy about who I'll let come on my show. I mean, I do a pre-interview. I don't just accept anybody. So let's talk about the four things as part of your outreach when you're going to somebody like me or somebody like Adam to get on our show. And like you said, don't ask for the show downloads. I have to say, nobody has ever asked me that before. It'll happen now. We, of course, now that you brought it up, it'll happen. But it's let's talk about the elements that people need, because you can't just go, hey, I want to be on your show, and it happens still. You know, I heard your show, and I really want to be on it. And where's the rest of it?
Well,
so I will mute and let you talk.
Here's what you have to bear in mind. Maybe 2 years ago, you could have made a statement like, wow, these hosts are thirsty for guests. I can get on all kinds of shows. The fact is, so many people have caught on to the value of becoming a memorable in-demand expert through podcasting and live streaming that hosts are now deluged by applications. So you need to be memorable just to stand out from that crowd. And the way you become memorable in the initial search process and the initial vetting process is to make it as easy as possible for your host, which means you come organized, you come ready to go. You have a succinct pitch that highlights a couple of your topics. It gives your host, in a scannable, skimmable format, reasons why they should have you on your show. And here are the elements you want to have together. You want to have your personal info, such as a short bio, intro, and a headshot. You have suggested interview topics, so I recommend sharing at least three. You have suggested interview questions. I suggest sharing at least five up front. So by sharing the interview questions, you're already giving your host something to think about in terms of, hey, I could really have a great conversation with this person. And also it shows them that you will be ready for just about anything. So if you have suggested interview questions, you are going to be prepared for anything that comes at you. I'll give you a candid example. This episode here today, when you said after you introduced me, hey, Adam, could you just take this away? And I'm thinking, wait a minute, aren't you going to ask me some questions? I didn't know I was doing this like a webinar presentation. But the fact is, if I had been caught in that situation,
it was a trick.
I was actually prepared to do it.
It was a trick. I wanted to see if you were on your game. No,
exactly.
It was me being lazy.
Exactly. And that was a great setup, by the way, because it gave me the opportunity to say something, if anybody caught it when we had that little conversation, is that I had a structure ready to go. So I had interview questions ready to go. So you don't want to free will this. You want to be intentional about the information you prepare to share. And the more the host sees you have done that in advance, the more likely they are to book you, just because you're going to be easier to work with. And you put all of this inside a professionally designed one sheet, which is a one sheet PDF that contains all this information. These are the keys to becoming memorable. Let me just bring up Larry Winget once again. Now, people hear Larry Winget and they think, wait, this is the guy that wrote a book literally called Grow a Pair, and another one that said Your Children Are Your Own Fault, I believe it's called. And he goes on shows like Fox Business and Trish Reed.
You have to say it the way he says it. Your kids are your own damn fault.
Yeah. And then you see him on Fox Business. You see him on Trish Regan Prime Time. You see him on his own weekly live streams. And this guy's ranting and raving. You're thinking, wow, this guy, no, actually, he's like the easiest guy to work with. And the simple reason is because even though he's Larry Winget, he shows up ready. He's got his bio, his intro, and his headshot. He has his topics. He has his questions, and it's all in a one sheet. He is ready to be on your show. If he wants to be on your show, or you invite him and he decides to accept your invitation. And just to give you an idea of how structured Larry is and how in touch he is with his message, and this is just a little bit of candor, when we were booking him on Business Creators Radio show, and his agent filled out the questionnaire, and it came to the part of what questions would you like Adam to ask Larry. She wrote, ask Larry anything. And I said, well, I really want to shine the light on where Larry's brilliance and passion are right now. I'm not sure if he's in the middle of launching a book. I don't know if he's leading up to a big TV appearance or a big speaking engagement. Like, what can I really do to serve Larry? And she wrote back, said, all right, here's six questions. She literally went back to his six most recent blog posts and rephrased the titles as questions. But you know what? He is so organized with his message, and he is so focused on being memorable that created an amazing interview. So think about how all the pieces of your marketing and your presentation fit together to make it even easier. Because even if I were researching Larry, I could have gone to his blog, read his few most recent posts, and gotten a really good sense of how his brilliance and his passion will be of value to my audience.
Yeah, he's a tremendous guest. We have the best time when he comes on my show. And one time we got to kind of freewheeling, and I said, oh, we're going to get letters. Larry and I have similar personalities. Neither one of us can, you know, kind of prevent ourselves from telling you how the corn grows, you know, which way the corn grows. We're a little bit direct. So we have to, and we'll always kind of warn each other, okay, behave, behave.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. And listen, when I get requests, and you know, I always do a pre-interview because the one sheet's going to tell me a good bit. I don't actually have the time or the bandwidth to go hunt you down. I just don't. And I know you don't either, Adam. So as much information as you can give us when you come to us, I have a form on yourpartnerinsuccessradio.com where, you know, that says, you know, you want to be a guest, fill out this form. And it's pretty comprehensive. I really want to know who you are, what you do, how I find you. But the thing is, that one sheet is going to tell me more than anything else. You know, I'll make a decision. Okay, well, you're probably a good fit. Let's set up the pre-interview. And I think I just lost my mind. I think it went out to the living room. But anyway, what happens is that once you've made that decision to go ahead and do the pre-interview, and it's kind of a series of steps that we have to take. You're right, we're inundated. I may get, you know, 10, 20 requests in a week. I may get that many in a day. It just depends. And I'm always kind of, oh, geez, you know, I need to work my way through these things. But I don't get upset over it because, thank goodness, people want to be a guest on my show. Now, I'll be very frank with you. I'll get some, and I'll think, you don't even know who I am. You have no idea what my show is about. And no, I am absolutely not going to interview you. And I've had to actually work up a polite way of saying, I'm sorry, your topic is not a good fit, or, you know, and you're going to get that as you get more popular as a host, too. But I just lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. So anyway, we were talking about Larry Winget, and we're talking about, you know, how you find these terrific guests, and then you bring them back over time. So, but the other side of that coin is then there are mistakes that people can make that have you just go, oh, hell no. And I see those more often than I would like. And I'll give you an example, and you and I have talked about this, and this part of why I'm bringing it up. I had one guest, he was, I can't remember, he was referred to me. We do a lot of referring back and forth. So those of you in the audience, we do tend to know one another. You don't want to get ugly with us. So this kid was a referral, and he didn't show up. And you know me, I'm very meticulous. You know, here's your 30-minute warning, here's your call-in number, here's everything you need. He didn't show up, and I'm on the air trying to find this kid. I'm emailing him. I'm, you know, Facebooking him. And he comes back and says, oh, well, I'm at work. At work? And I have my headphones. And I said, no, 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 it's a live show. It's a call show. Well, I didn't know that, really. Then, so I ended the show and said, okay, well, maybe it's a legitimate mistake. We'll try rebooking him. He proceeded to, in three emails, lecture me on how everybody else did it. So what did I do? I told him, thank you, you are not invited back. And I told every host I know, don't book this kid.
Uh-huh.
So
I've had one of those
is
too.
What I'm saying. And you know who I'm talking about, too.
I know exactly who this young kid is you're talking about. I remember him very specifically. Now here's another thing. I shared with you how to become memorable. And the reason we ask our guests to pre-submit suggested interview questions, as I said, is so we as hosts can quickly scan and say, yeah, this person has some points that are very interesting to talk about. I would love to have them on my show. And it also, if they're way off track in terms of what the theme of the show is, we can politely either decline them or say, you know what, fit my show. But I know Denise, and I'm pretty sure that she would love to interview this person. So why don't I just say,
tell you what,
you may not be perfect for Business Creators Radio Show, but I know this person, and this is right up your alley. So I'm going to make a connection if you would like that. So that's one thing. Another is I had somebody come to me once who positioned himself as a social media guru. He had 180 Facebook friends, 32 LinkedIn connections, and 9 Twitter followers. I'm actually only slightly exaggerating. And he wouldn't submit interview questions. And he tried to tell me, well, nobody submits interview questions. And I'm thinking, at this point, the Business Creators Radio Show had about 84 guests, and all of them had submitted interview questions. And I said, look, I try to be as value-adding as possible. The reason you do this is so that we know where to shine the light on your brilliance and your passion so you get the benefit that will make you a star. I'm trying to help you here. I want to help you. I want to be of service to you. And he said, you know what? He actually said this to me in an email. I said, you know, you don't know anything about podcasting. I'm out. And I'm thinking, you have 322 Facebook friends and you're a social media guru. You've never been in. Bye. So you do not want to have that reaction coming from your host. And by simply doing what we share with you on this call, you avoid all that and you become memorable. You become one of the ones that Denise and I have loved talking about because we see them as great examples of how to be memorable and how to be a wonderful in-demand expert that people love to interview.
Exactly. And you know, that golden rule is very much in effect. Treat the host as you would anybody that you like and respect and admire. Treat them the way you want to be treated. Don't argue with us. I mean, this is a rare occasion, but when it does happen, I'm always, you know, kind of taken aback, like, and who do you think you are anyway? I get up on my high horse. There's no question about it. And if it's egregious enough, I will tell every host I know. I mean, I will rat you out. Sorry about that. I mean, it sounds, but I don't want any of my host friends to go through what I had to go through with this person or person. So fortunately, it's a very rare thing. But, you know, you want to show up as the best you can. You want to show up prepared. Yeah. You want to show up and really make the host look fantastic by bringing you on board.
Yeah. Let me interject one thing here. That young man you shared who was such a guest from hell, he was on my show too. Again, we're not saying names. And he was great.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But now he was on my show after the attempt to put him on your show. So the point I want to make here is be open and willing to learn the lessons as you go along, because it will make you better. So if you have a negative experience getting on somebody's show, don't take it personally. Listen to what they're saying, because you may gain something from it. And then when you make your next pitch or your next appearance, you will be that much more effective and that much more memorable in a positive way. And Denise, I'll say to you, look, I'm sorry you had that experience with him. He seemed fine by me. Maybe you taught him a few lessons that were good for him.
You know, I hope so. Doesn't mean I like him, though. He really bugged
me. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, but putting your best foot forward and making a great impression is always the first option. Always.
Exactly.
So let's kind of move into the meat of the podcast. So when you're a guest, and even when you're a host, you are able to sell without selling, meaning that, you know, you're really showing the world who you are. You're showing the world your expertise. You're showing how you show up in the world. You don't necessarily need to say, and I had this happen. You don't need to be going, and by the way, go to my website and do this. And, you know, I've got this. One of my very first guests did that, and I stopped her about halfway through and canceled. I mean, we were recording live. No matter what I said, this is a big lesson for me. No matter what I said, she would bring it right back to her website or her product. And I'm not selling your product. It's not my job. I'm interviewing you. So finally, about 20, 30 minutes into it, I said, listen, we're going to have to stop. And I, you know, stopped the show. And I called her and I said, I'm really sorry. I'm deleting the show and I will not be inviting you back. And this is why. And she was really upset. She said, well, why can't I sell my stuff? You're in my house, lady.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
I have one of those too.
So take that and run with it. You can probably explain it a lot better than I can.
All right. So let me get into selling without selling, because there's a few points I want to make. And again, this is another reason why folks want to go back to your channels, subscribe, and download. So when you want to get into selling without selling, and this is one of the brilliance of being a memorable in-demand expert, the first thing you want to avoid is blatantly pitching your stuff, like your upcoming events, even if you're currently scratching to fill one. If you're looking to fill an event, then you do want to be on a lot of people's shows, because you want to have that conversation with the host. And when you're selecting shows you want to pitch, think about which hosts you might like to have in your audience. Get them in the green room. Maybe they will come to your event. Maybe they know somebody. Maybe they'll help you promote the event. So you don't go on a show and say, and at my event, which is coming up this weekend at www.mypitchfest.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I had a guest do that once, and it was the same thing. After she answered three questions, and the answer to every question was, come to my event, I said, number one, this episode needs to be evergreen, so we can't talk about what you're doing this weekend. Number two, this isn't a forum for you to pitch your event. If you want to pitch your event, then what you do is you come to me, you offer me a JV relationship with it, and we'll do a separate live stream where we're going on my social media channels, and you can pitch your event till the cows come home, but not on the Business Creators Radio Show. And on that basis, we need to stop this episode, and I will give you a chance to start over. Since we're still early enough into it, we can still get the whole hour. And she was amenable to that, so we started it over, and it was actually a good interview, but I had to pause it. I couldn't let that happen. Here's another thing you don't do. You don't insert negative, divisive stuff. And let me just give you a real quick example. If you are one of those folks who will go on social media, and even if somebody's talking about cats, you'll find some way to comment on it that inserts your one-sided, negative political point of view. Definitely don't do that on my show. I don't want to hear anything about libtards or Orange Man bad or Obama or Killery or anything like that. Do not do that on my show. Do not do that on anybody else's show. Save that for political podcasts if you are doing those types of podcasts. But when you're on a business podcast, a self-help podcast, just because you're feeling that itch, you just want to let people know what side you're on, don't do it. It could cause your interview to not get promoted. Another thing, as we said, is rattling off your URL over and over again. If you are leveraging being a memorable in-demand expert as a search engine strategy, you should be inserting key phrases into your answers that will get people to go to search engines and find your website. Next thing you don't do is start by saying, hey, Denise. Yes, it's Adam. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm so honored that you invited me. Notice I usually use a different phrase to respond to that, and just like with public speaking, if you get up on stage and that's the first thing you say, people will typically recognize you're a rookie. You're supposed to start with something a little more profound, and singing me, 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 me. So here's what you do do, and this is where you unearth the rich soil and grow the greener grass on your side of the fence. Seed-based marketing. So you give examples just as you're having a conversation with somebody. So you infuse the fact that you're a consultant. You give case study examples. You mention, like, here's a really simple example of seed-based marketing. I could say, you know what? I had a funny thing happen at the post office this morning. I got there around 11 o'clock. I'd just had two coaching calls, and with this one, we were getting their pitch set up for their new podcast and live stream campaign. Very exciting. They're going to be on a lot of shows. It's going to be great. And as I was getting in line, I noticed that there was somebody there who seemed like they were really frustrated tapping at their phone. And I got into conversation with them. Funny, you know, introverted as I am, I actually initiated a conversation, you know, mark that down, timestamp that. And it turned out that she was really frustrated because she was getting a lot of CCs and she was having a hell of a time even getting through her inbox, and she was getting frustrated with her client because she couldn't even find the stuff that pertained to her with everybody doing CYA CCs on their emails. So I gave her a few pointers, like I do with my corporate consulting clients and my small business consulting clients, on how to get their teams to work together without relying so much on email. See what I just did there?
I was thinking exactly that before you said, see what I just did there, because I was going, uh-huh, great example.
Yep.
You are now positioning yourself as an expert. You're letting people know what you do, and you're not selling. Perfect.
Yeah, so I was telling a funny story, but at the same time, I was inserting some. You can do this just in your daily life. So instead of having to go up to strangers and say, hey, look at my app, and when can we meet for coffee and all that, just infuse the stories about what you do in your everyday conversation, and people will get to know what it is that you bring to the world, your brilliance and your passion. So here are a few other things. Storytelling and story selling, sort of like I just did. And then I'll give you one more, which is to link your message to the host's message. Find out what matters to your hosts and say, you know, if you, like me, recognize the value of becoming a memorable in-demand expert, then it's important, I agree, that by now you should be tuning into podcasts and thinking about becoming a guest yourself. Here's one more thing. Tell them where to go. And I don't mean tell them to go to HE Double Matchsticks. Instead, invite them to join you in heaven. So here's what you offer. You don't come with an offer to buy my stuff. Now, sometimes people, when they do podcasts and live streams for their book tour, they can say, yeah, go to my, you know, go to Amazon or go to my book website and there's a Kindle available for 99 cents. That's actually okay within the context of a virtual book tour. But here's what you really want to offer in other cases. Some sort of lead magnet that they can download, the opportunity to join a discussion group, a chance to follow you on social media to continue the conversation. If you want people to book appointments with you, don't say email my office. Say go to my website, Schedule with Adam, or go to my website, In Demand Expert, and you'll see a schedule there where you can just book in a time and a date and time at our mutual convenience, we can continue this conversation, or you just give them a truly free thing, like, hey, here's a gift, thank you. So that's how you keep connected to the audience on the back end so you can continue the conversation beyond the interview itself.
Exactly. And one thing I have always done as a podcast host, at the end of the show, I will thank my guest from my heart because I'm so appreciative that you've taken the time to spend an hour with me, longer if you do the pre-interview and, you know, the call afterwards. I mean, you know, you've spent a bit of time with me. But I always, 100% of the time, say, listen. Have a free gift. And, you know, we were talking about your book, Where Can They Find Your Book? To me, that's the courteous thing to do for my guests is, you know, say, listen, you know, thank you. I'm not saying this out loud, but thank you for not pitching everything. Now tell people where they can find you now that they have the chance to, you know, they've gotten to know you. It's just a smart thing to do.
Yes, absolutely. So those are my thoughts on how to go about with the selling without selling. As I said, it's a lot of stuff, and there's many different ways you can approach it depending on your comfort level and where you are with your positioning.
Okay, now, Adam, you mentioned search engine strategy, you know, in that last little bit that we were talking about. And you've mentioned it a couple times. I think it, do you have any examples? Because that's a really important part of, you know, the bigger question. Well, you know, what's in it for me as a guest? Am I going to be get found? Am I just kind of wasting my time and having these great conversations? They're fun. And, you know, I like Denise and I like Adam, but did I get anything out of that really? So let's talk a little bit specifically about search engine strategies. And we covered it a bit, but if you can go just give them a couple bullet points, that would be very helpful.
I know we're at about 48 minutes in, and I know we want to spend at least a minute or two on your most important listener. So this is another case where people want to go back and subscribe to your social channels and your RSS feeds and your syndication channels for your Partner in Success radio show. Go back and download this one because I'm going to give you a bullet point list. Here we go. So if we're talking about search engine optimization or search engine marketing, you have your on-page and your off-page. Let's start with on-page, which is what you control. So if you are a guest that, and you've been booked to be on a show, post to your blog, post to your social media, post to the media page on your website about your appearances on people's shows. Another thing you can do is you can write an article for your blog, or you could write it for LinkedIn or Medium or what have you, where you say, hey, the other day, it's funny, I was on your Partner in Success radio show with Denise Griffiths, and we were talking about how to be a memorable in-demand expert, and we got a little bit into how to use podcasting or live streaming as a search engine strategy. So here are a few things that I think you need to know. Another thing you can do is you can pop on YouTube Live or Facebook Live if you like to do that sort of thing and just say, hey, you know what? I was just on this show and it was so awesome and we talked about this thing. I think it was just so exciting that I wanted to just pop on here for a few minutes and share a few key takeaways for you. Does that sound cool? Another thing is when your host tells people about you, tell people about your host. Now let's go off-site, the things that are beyond your immediate control. So you're doing these interviews, and you structure your topics and your interview questions and your descriptions with your key search phrases, so you're literally building search results. You do lots of interviews. You do volume, so you do a combination of the niches and the shows that everybody is on because they all play a role. And the other thing is podcasts and live streams tend to stay online for a long time. Most podcasts are syndicated through multiple networks. Denise, your show and my show are both syndicated through Blog Talk Radio, and Blog Talk Radio has its own sub-network. It controls hundreds of websites where this stuff gets syndicated without where we don't even realize it. What's also good is that let's say you're actually doing a webinar for someone. They tend to remain in that person's members area. They tend to be used as opt-in bait for a while so people can keep hearing from you. And the funny thing about live stream replays, like if you do a live stream on Facebook or YouTube, is not only do they rarely ever get deleted ever, but they often get reused and reshared. So that's my bullet point list on the topic of search engine marketing.
And thank you for that. And one thing that I do, and I know you do it as well, I've done something like 400 podcasts because I only broadcast once a week. But let me tell you, I can go way back in my archives, and I may pop something out there that's 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old.
Yep.
I am constantly sending out these links to these podcasts, constantly. And I have guests who are constantly going, oh, hey, I was on Denise's show. You know, they don't say when, but I was on Denise's show. We had this wonderful conversation. Here's the link. When you said evergreen earlier, that I wanted to kind of address that because it is true.
Yeah.
You really want to keep, as a host, you want to keep your podcast evergreen. As a guest, you need to be aware of that because a good host who has really got your best interests at heart is going to share your episode many, many times. And they're going to come back to that and go, oh, geez, I had, you know, what was that thing I was thinking? Oh, yeah. Adam said that 2 years ago. Let me go find that thing. And I'll bring it back up and put it out there again. So keep in mind when you're a guest that it's not a one and done. And I think a lot of people have that kind of attitude, oh, it's a one and done. And I didn't get anything out of it. Far from it. It is not one and done.
Yeah.
We are putting you out there all the time. And other people are.
This
as well.
Is why.
I mean, I will have.
This is why you want to be memorable.
I'm sure you've had this happen. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've had this happen. Some time ago, middle of last year, I got a form request on my website, and this guy was like, you know, I my name is Nathan Schulhoff, and I am the inventor of the MP3 player. I went, yeah, sure you are. He was. He was. And we had this great conversation. He came on twice. We did back-to-back because he had so much to share. And I've gotten to the point where I say, how did you find me? I mean, this is Nathan Schulhoff. He changed how we listen to music on the Internet. He said, well, I did a search for top podcast, and you popped up. I'll be darned. So
wow.
You do need to be memorable. You don't know who's listening. You don't know where they're listening. I looked at some of my downloads in Blog Talk Radio the other day in China. I'm big in China. Who knew?
It's funny how that works.
You know, yeah, put your best foot forward every single time. It doesn't matter if it's a brand new show or if it's one like mine and Adam's. Be the can be in that moment. We will appreciate
30,
it.
Yeah. 10 seconds. Let me zero in on something. This is why you need to be memorable, because when you have a host who has hundreds of episodes, they're going to keep going back to the ones that come to mind frequently. Even if all episodes are great, some of them blend into the gray matter, but some of them really jump out and they keep thinking about them. Those are the ones they're going to keep sharing. That's why everything we've shared today is so important.
It is, and you know, thank you for kind of reminding us all about that. So basically, I always tell people, show up, be you, be comfortable. Don't try to, you know, put on this kind of phony baloney car salesman persona. Be you, be authentic. And I know we overuse that word, but be authentic. You know, show up and have a conversation with me. Don't kind of bark things at me. Don't bark things at Adam. You know, don't go bullet point by bullet point. You know, that's not fun. It's not interesting. But the more you show of yourself and you share of yourself and your personality and your critical skills, the more people are going to go, I may need that person's, you know, whatever it is that they've got. I'm going to follow up. So show up and be you. Be the best you can be.
Exactly. And what I also noticed is even when I was reading off bullet point lists, notice the frame I put around it and notice how I use it as a shout out to get people to connect closer to you. And I said, yeah, this is important. Go back and subscribe. Go back and listen to this again, because this is a roadmap you can follow. So instead of just reading it off, I explain why they should read it off. So it becomes actually, in that sense, conversational.
Right. It's part of the narrative. It really is.
Yes.
Okay. So at some point you've said that there's usually just one member of your audience that really matters. I don't even know who that is. Who is this?
Well, in my case, it's you, because I'm the guest and you're the host. So your host is your most important listener. See, regardless of whether people download or stream or share, the host is the one person you know is going to be listening the entire time. You have their undivided attention. Use it. And the thing is, you don't need an elevator speech. You don't need to answer the question, so, Denise Adam, what do you do? Basically, the fact that you're giving the interview tells what you do. So you have this thing called the green room time, which is those few minutes either before or after the episode where you get to have a conversation with them. Ask questions. Listen to the answers. Wait for your host to share with you, just by the stories they tell, how you can be of service, where you can find yourself being of service to them through the intersection of your brilliance and passion. And act on it, and finally offer reciprocity. So your biggest fan is your host. They are the one who can do more for you than just about anybody else who's going to be involved in that episode. We've kind of touched on all these points leading up to this, and I know we're near the top, and we wanted to talk about one other thing, so I'm going to kind of end it there because I think I made the point.
You did. And, you know, honestly, I knew all of this. I just didn't know how to label it. So, again, you're one of my most brilliant friends. So, listen, there's one thing that I do want to share with the audience, and that's that you have a new service, one that I think is critically important to our audience, and I will undoubtedly be utilizing your service. So can you share some information about that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm here on your Partner in Success Radio podcast to share for the very first time. Not even all the people in my own company have heard about this yet, so you are the first. And those who are listening are the first.
Thank you.
And I know we have some people tuning. I know we have some people tuning in who have been sitting on the edge of their seat with my vague booking and my LinkedIn subtle pointing and everything for a whole week now. We have now gone live with a company called InDemandExpert.com. I've come on as the executive director of InDemand Expert, and basically this is a company that helps you become a memorable in-demand expert by guiding you through everything that we covered on this show. So we will get you booked on the shows in your niche. We will get you these results. You heard me at the beginning of the show say that I've identified 18 different ways that being a memorable in-demand guest serves your business. You can find all 18 of those right on the front page of the website. You can go there. You can discover more about some of the statistics behind being a guest and how it grows your business and helps you share from your intersection of your brilliance and your passion. And you can discover more about the industry and how we can serve you. We have a great FAQ that responds to some of the top questions that you and I have gotten over the years. And if this is something you find highly interesting, going back to what I shared within the presentation, my gift to you is 30 minutes of my time. You'll go to the bottom of the page. You'll see my scheduler. All you do is you find a date and time that are mutually convenient between the two of us, and we'll have a conversation about this and how we can serve you and how we can work together to highlight your intersection of your brilliance and your passion. Now, what's great about this is just think in-demand expert, become an in-demand expert, be a memorable in-demand expert, and you can go there and you can see what the options are, you can see what the opportunities are, and I will encourage everybody to just go ahead and do that at www.indemandexpert.com. And the reason I'm saying the URL rather than just having you Google in-demand expert is because the site literally went live 6 hours ago, so probably isn't number one on Google just yet. You might not find it off a quick Google search. So at this point, I'm going to give you the URL. Now, as we continue to grow the thing, you're going to see us implementing more and more of the strategies that will allow us to leverage being a memorable in-demand expert as a search engine marketing strategy. So come on board and stay tuned.
And see, listen, I'm so glad we've been talking about this. You and I, between us, have been talking about this kind of behind the scenes for a week or better. I've been encouraging you strongly. And the reason I have been encouraging you is because of some of the guests that we've mentioned, you know, the potential guests. It's like, oh, you're not really a good fit, or, you know, you really don't have a message yet. Instead of me just telling them no, thank you, you know, and possibly, you know, sending them to someone else, I would love to be able to say, listen, you're just not quite there. And I wouldn't put it this rudely, but you know, I'm not a good fit for you just yet, but if you were to go to this website, Adam Homey's website, and get a little bit of education under your belt, come back to me. You know, come back when you've really got it dialed in. So I will be able to take this new information that you're sharing and share it with people who really want to be on my podcast and other podcasts, and they're getting kind of, what is it that, you know, when you send in a book and they send you, it's not the pink slip, but, you know, the rejection slip. I hate rejecting people, but sometimes it's mandatory. They cannot come on my show. Now I've got an option. So, you know, if they choose to go forward, now they can get their stuff together and actually get on shows with ease. So I'm very excited for this venture of yours, and I think it's much needed.
Can I make one final point since you brought it up? You know, you yourself have kept circling, and I appreciate just this extra 30 seconds to share this that just came up. You've shared throughout this interview on your end how you've had experiences approving and declining people. On the Business Creators Radio show, I do the approvals and declines, but you don't speak with me directly. It goes through my assistant. My assistant collates them, sends them to me. I go through a vetting process for each guest, and then I let her know which ones we're going to take and which ones we're going to politely decline. And if I have an idea of, hey, this person's not for me, but I think so-and-so would love them, I give it to her to forward to that person. So you may not actually be speaking with your host directly. So bear in mind, you may be doing some gatekeeper work, and remember that the gatekeeper is going to be looking even more than the host in some cases to make sure that all your T's are crossed and all your I's are dotted before they'll even send it up to the boss. Like if you send a really crappy thing in with no one sheet and you don't want to provide information, they may just stop you right there. So this is another reason why doing all the things we shared makes you more memorable and gets you better results.
Good point. Now, I do the opposite. I'm always the point of contact with my show. You know, you don't go through anybody but me. At some point, I'll probably have an assistant do that, but for right now, that's how I do it. So I have a better sense pretty quickly of, you know, whether I'll even have a conversation with you. But you're right. I mean, you have to kind of go with many, many shows. You don't speak to the host until the day of. So, you know, you're kind of going through the equivalent of the receptionist at your accountant's office. You know, you walk in, cold call, and say, oh, you know, I'd really like to talk to Mr. So-and-so. And she just looks at you and goes, no. So keep that in mind. This is the virtual, you know, virtual version of the receptionist going, go away. Seriously,
Let me give you one more, and I know we have some people listening, and I appreciate you giving me the extra few seconds.
We're still recording.
Get conversational with a guest, things can happen.
But we're recording.
Okay, that's fine. One more thing. This is another reason why you want to be a memorable in-demand expert is you've alluded to the fact that you do pre-show interviews with folks you haven't had on before, and I don't. You know why? Because I just frankly don't feel like it. I'm going to be blunt. I just don't feel like doing it. It's my expectation, if you want to be on the Business Creators Radio Show, that you're organized and I can just skim your stuff and based on a skim, make a decision you're going to be a great guest. So that is the reality of where we are today is a lot of hosts don't even have time to do pre-interviews. They don't have a staff member to do it. So you best be memorable from the start so they can just look at you and you say, this person's going to be great.
Exactly. You have, what is it? They say you have 6 seconds to make an impression. It's the same.
Yep.
Whether it's virtual or whether it's in person or on the phone, you better make your impression the best one you can make right away. You may not get a second chance. So listen, Adam, it has been fantastic having you on the show again, and I love starting out the new year. Tony Robleski was on my show recently, and, you know, a lot of my favorite interviewees have been on my show already in January and February, so thank you for that. And I know we talked about your new URL, but tell people where they can find you for the Business Creators Podcast, business wherever they need to find you on the web. Let's go ahead and share that right now.
Oh, yeah, www.indemandexpert.com once again.
And do you want people to go to Business Creators or your business website?
Oh, yeah. If they want to see the consulting arm of the business, they can go to businesscreatorsinstitute.com. But I'll tell you, if you really just want a hub that summarizes a lot of the stuff I do, go to my name, www.adamhomey.com, and you'll see more about the nature of the work I do. You'll see links to my books that summarize everything. You'll see my speaking topics. So if you want to book me to be on your show, I give, just through my own website, an example of how organized I am. You can go right to my website, and you can see all my topics, all my descriptions. You can see one sheets. You can see the whole thing. I'm ready to go even without having a conversation with you.
There you go. Adam, thank you for coming back on my show. I always appreciate your wisdom, and I'm really excited about what you're up to now. So before we say goodbye, I would like to remind our audience to be sure to look for us on iTunes, as Adam has mentioned. We're all over the place, actually. I'm syndicated everywhere. Just look for Your Partner in Success Radio and take us along on your success journey. Adam, thank you so much.
Been an honor and an education, Denise. Thank you as always.
You can find Denise Griffiths at yourofficeontheweb.com or at gottagovirtualnow.com. Thank you for joining us on Your Partner in Success Radio.